弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
虽然心情沉重，可是还是仍然很高兴见到各位。
Even though we come here with a heavy heart, but we're still glad to see you all.
好吧，我们也彼此跟你的左右邻居握手问安。
Let's take this time to greet brothers and sisters sitting next to you.
我们再次低头仰望。
Let's bow our head again.
父神，我们再次来到你面前，我们等候你。
Father, we come before you and wait upon you.
是的，主，我们要听你的话。
Yes, Lord, we want to listen to your word.
求圣灵带领我们进入这真理。
We ask your spirit will lead us into your truth.
你恩膏孩子口，使孩子传讲清楚。
Anoint my lips so I can preach clearly.
是我们有开通了受教的心，听得明白。
Give us an attentive heart and receptive heart so that we can understand your word.
帮助我们遵行你的旨意而行。
And also we can obey your word.
祷告交托，奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好像刚刚主席所提到的。
Just like the presider mentioned earlier,
这五月飓风袭击缅甸。
In May, big cyclone hit Myanmar.
因为政府拒绝外来的援助。
Because the military government refused outside assistance.
那估计说会有200,000的人会伤亡，我不晓得这数据到底正确度有多少。
So the estimated casualty could exceed 200,000.
然后再过一个礼拜不久，在这事情之后，大地震也在四川发生。
One week later, a major quake hit Sichuan, China.
虽然这个大家已经极力在抢救。
And even with all the rescue effort,
可是仍然预计会有十多的人伤亡。
The estimated casualty could still exceed 100,000.
这些消息传来，各地的媒体不断在报道。
So when these news broke, they filled all major media.
教会弟兄姊妹、长子也透过这个电邮呢，提供各种的建议。
Our church, no exception, brothers and sisters and the deacon board also communicate through emails, suggestions how we could help.
我们在商讨，关注这灾后的工作。
We also care and concern about the rescue and relief effort.
在持续几天里的，我脑海里面都在沉思这些事情。
So they also occupy my thoughts for the last few days.
我在想，我们到底现在能够做些什么事？
I'm wondering what we can really do now.
难道只是一些意见的表达和交流？
Should we just express and exchange our opinion?
难道只是一些紧急的这个金钱捐助？
Should we provide some financial emergency assistance?
难道只是一些几句的关怀问候？
Or just show our concern and care?
难道只是一些激动的这个涕泗纵横？
Or even share some tears of sympathy.
难道只是一篇适当的信息来回应？
Or just to deliver appropriate message in response.
盼望我们所做的不只是一个言语的安慰。
But I hope that what we can do is not just a few words of comfort.
更是在未来我们在计划里面能够付出这个行动。
But we can do, provide actions and plans in the future.
根据末日的一个预言，在圣经里头，马太福音、马可、路加都有提到这些末世的预言。
According to the biblical prophecy against the end times, as recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
这世界各地的灾难不会减少，只会增加。
The frequency of natural calamities will only be on the rise all over the world.
我们不能只停留在一个被动的紧急抢救状态里。
So we cannot stop at these rescue and relief efforts.
而是我们要预备好自己，主动迎向未来。
But we must take another step to prepare the world for the future.
我想有一些我们可以考虑的一些具体有效的计划。
And some of these effective plans may include.
可能是祷告。
Prayer.
我们为这受难的家属祷告。
pray for those victims.
来工作的进行祷告，这些工作的抢救的工作的进行在祷告。
Pray for the rescue effort.
为整个重建的这个这个过程祷告。
Pray for the work of restoration.
更是为这末日来祷告。
Pray for the end time.
当然我们也可以捐款。
Sure, we can provide donation.
那我想这不是只是一个临时的。
But it's not just a temporary relief.
也许我们可以考虑这个有这样一个词汇专款的一个基金。
Maybe we can establish a benevolent fund.
另外我们也可以去关怀。
We can also provide our visitations.
可能是电话，可能是书信。
Through telephones or mail.
若是有可能的话，有机会我们也拜访这个当地，我们去看一看有什么我们可以做的。
Maybe also we can visit the disastrous area and see what we can do.
另外我们也考虑到积极的宣教。
Most of all, we should consider a mission.
像这个当地的、我们本地的或是外地的这些还未信的人来传福音。
And bring gospel to the area overseas or even in homeland.
总之，让我们这个计划能够延展到那些有需要的人手中。
So that our plans may reach the needy.
因着这个灾变的缘故呢，我临时也转换一个信息的方向。
Because these disasters have changed the theme of today's sermon.
带着一个祷告心来寻求。
But with a prayerful heart, we seek the direction of the Lord.
诗篇八十五篇抓住我的心。
Psalm 85 caught my heart.
这是一首呢，在苦难当中写下的一个求告的诗。
Psalm 85 was written under suffering.
这个全诗大概可以分成这个三部分来看。
It can be divided into three sections.
我们可以看到这当中有感恩认罪。
It begins with thanksgiving and confession.
当然里头有夹带一些疑问，神对神的一些疑问。
Although it also raised some questions of why these things happen.
第二部分是人的一个求告，但相对人也对神有一个回应。
Then they lead into a pleading and a response to God.
最后一部分是看到他怎么样坚定来信靠这位神。
And it ends with affirmation and trusting.
因为时间的关系，我们只来思考这第二个部分。
Because of time constraint, I shall only focus on the second part.
在我们读了经文里的第七节，那里告诉我们说：“耶和华，求你使我们得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。”
In verse 7, it says, "Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation."
那首先我们要知道一件事情，神乐意怜悯人。
First of all, we know that God is willing to show His mercy to people.
那一般的人，包括没有宗教信仰，可是却相信有神的人。
In general, most people, including those who have no religious practices but believe in the existence of God,
每当这灾难发生的时候。
When natural calamities occur,
我们多半会有一个共通的反应。
They tend to react in a similar way.
那是不是我们得罪了神？
And that is, they may wonder if people have offended God.
是不是我们惹神发怒了？
And brought down His wrath.
也许是。
Maybe so.
也许不是。
Maybe not.
那就算是。
But even it is.
在基督信仰底下的人，我们应该知道神的一个法则和作为。
The Christian should know the ways and deeds of our God.
这好像在诗篇103篇七到十节那边所说的。
Just like what it says in Psalm 103, 7 to 10.
然后神使摩西知道他的法则。
And it says he made known his ways to Moses.
叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
And his deeds to the people of Israel.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious.
不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
Slow to anger and abounding in love.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor anger forever.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve.
也没有照着我们的罪孽报应我们。
Or repay us according to our iniquities.
我们人在神的怜悯底下，都可以有得着这个救恩的机会。
All men under the grace of God may receive salvation.
我们再回顾几年前。
Let's turn back a few years.
台湾是一个民间信仰，这假神崇拜非常盛行的地方。
Taiwan is a land filled with folk religion and spirit worship.
在1999年这个九二一大地震的当中呢，几千人丧生。
In September 21, 1999, when major earthquake hit Puli, and thousands of people lost their lives.
在那时候神，我们看见神也怜悯的地方。
God showed mercy.
我们看到2004年。
In 2004,
我们知道这东南亚也是一个偶像崇拜非常厉害的地方。
We know that Southeast Asia is also a region filled with idol worship.
所以2004年的时候，这海啸地震来的时候，也是两万多的人死亡，25,000人死亡。
When the tsunami and the earthquake hit in 2004.Thousands of people also lost their lives.
那时候神，我们也看见神的确也是怜悯人。
But God also showed His mercy.
其他世界各地的灾变
，There has been multiple human and natural calamities all over the world.
是包括人祸、人造成的这个灾祸，像911一样
，including man-made like 9/11.
我们都看见神的确是怜悯人。
We also see God's mercy.Upon people.
当神怜悯人止住的灾难的时候
，When God's mercy stop or control the or limit the scope of these calamity.
那为的是叫人，叫特别是还未信的人能够得着这个救恩
，So that more people may come to salvation.
我们相信。
We believe.
在这苦难的日子，就是人不神不减少这个日子。
If in times of suffering, God does not shorten the days of suffering.
那凡有血气的，没有一个人能够得救。
No one will survive.
神乐意将这救恩赐给人。
God is willing to give His salvation to man.
可是同时，人也要定义转向神。
But at the same time, man must turn back to God.
主预言这末日将会临到。
Lord Jesus promised that the end time will come.
在圣经彼得后书3:9那里告诉我们。
2 Peter 3:9 says.
然后主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言。
The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness.
然后其实不是单言。
He's not being delaying Himself.
乃是宽容你们。
He is patient with you.
不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
我们发现，常常在灾难过了，这帮助临到的时候
，Frequently we see when the calamities pass, when the help arrives,
人就又在忘记了神的恩惠与存在。
Men tend to quickly forget God's grace and existence.
我们就这样子一次一次忽略错过了神的救恩。
So time after time, men ignore and miss God's salvation.
可是我们看到今天读的经文里面，在85:8那里。
But in today's scripture, we see verse 8 says.
那作者呢，对神的一个慈爱跟救恩，却有一个正确的回应。
The psalmist showed his correct response to God's mercy and grace.
他说：“我要听神耶和华所说的话。”
Instead, he says, "I will listen to what God, Lord, will say."
因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓，他的圣民。
For he promises peace to his people and his saints.
然后我们再看，在圣经里头，就有很多地方都是讲到同样的类似的事情。
Such.Saying filled with entire Old Testament.
也就是神的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
God shows His mercy, not ways to bring you trouble.
而人需要转向神。
But men must turn to God.
转向神的第一步就是听从神的话。
The very step of turning to God is to listen to His word.
从人被造以来。
Ever since man's creation,
人一个最大的罪
，the greatest sin,
一个最严重的问题
，the most serious problem,
就是不听神的话
，is that man disobeyed God's word.
在旧约里头，我们看见神不晓派了多少的先知在百姓当中走动。
This is why in Old Testament God sends multitude of prophets among His people.
然后主要要传递一个中心的信息，就是你们要听神的话，耶和华神的话。
To preach a central theme that is listen to God's word.
当然，神说了许多的话。
Of course, God has spoken many words.
有安慰祝福的话。
Words of comfort and blessing.
有劝勉警戒的话。
Words of exhortation and admonition.
更是有那斥责咒诅的话。
But also words of rebuke and curse.
当然，普遍来说，人只喜欢同一类型的话。
But in general, people only like to listen to a certain kind of word.
也就是那些安慰啊，那些平安的话语，那些祝福的话语。
The words of comfort and peace.And blessing.
换句话说，人只喜欢听那些好听的话。
Men, in other words, like to listen to sound words.
这诗篇的作者他说：“我要听神耶和华所说的话。”
But the psalmist says in 85, "I will listen to the word of the Lord."
这是包括那些好听不好听的话。
Including all the good words and good sounding words, as well as the harsh words.
Yeah, 包括那些祝福的话，也包括那些咒诅的话。
Including word of blessing and also word of curse.
那我们都要听。
We'll listen to all of them.
我们要遵行。
We must obey them.
这样主所应许的平安必要临到我们中间。
Then the peace he promised will be upon the land.
转向神第二个步骤。
Turning back to God, the second step.
就是我们不任意妄为。
Is the do not.Do as people wish.
同样在诗篇八十五节的八十五篇的第八节，这下半段他告诉我们。
In the second part of verse 8, it says.
他我们听神的话之外，他说呢，这些百姓却不可再转去妄行。
And listen to God's word, but let them not return to their folly.
人的行为应该跟神的话语是一致的。
Man's behavior should match the word of God.
人若真的听了神的话，
if man truly listened to the word of God,
在我们的行为就要反映出我们所领受的这些真理。
Then their lives should reflect the truth that they have received from Him.
差不多就在这个发生大地震，中国发生大地震的时候，
at the same time as the quake hit China.
在五月十四号，在加州，美国加州的政府。这个加州政府的最高法院他们通过所谓的同性婚姻。
On May 14th, the Supreme Court of California passed laws that allow same-sex marriage.
许多人在那个地方欢呼。
Many people cheer for it.
许多人认为我们已经得到我们所要的。
Many people cheer that they have got what they all.Always wanted.
然后我们接着下一步就是要争取在国在美国的宪章里头来修改。
The next step is they will make constitutional amendments.
弟兄姊妹，这样的行为到底是跟神的话语、跟真理一致，还是相违背
？Is such behavior in accordance with God's word?
我们在罗马书二章的地方，我们可以看到，在那当中写得非常清楚。
In Romans 2, it says very clearly.
没有错，人可以欢呼，人可以庆祝。
Yeah, you may celebrate, you may cheer.
可以，神也任凭他们去行可羞耻的事。
But God will let them do those shameful behaviors.
可是人必要在自己的身上受着妄为当得的报应。
But then they will reap their reward on their own body.
神的祝福跟平安不会临到那些行为与真理相违背的人身上。
God's peace and mercy will not come upon those who disobey God's word.
或者我们能够过得了今生。
Maybe we can get away with it in this life.
可是，在末日仍有审判。
But at the end times, the ultimate judgment will come upon them.
我相信，当人在欢呼自己所做妄为当得的行为的时候，
so when people are cheering for their folly,
神在天上痛心流泪。
But God in heaven will shed tears
人不听神的话是罪。
It is sin for man to disobey God's word.
人任意妄为也是罪。
Man continue in their folly is also sin.
当我们人有罪而不悔改，
If we do not repent our sin,
我们就要面临大灾难。
We shall face great trouble and suffering.
当我们在这里祷告，我们祈求。
When we come here and pray and plead to God,
那我们相信神也必怜悯人。
We know that God will show His mercy.
神必施行他的拯救。
God will deliver His salvation.
神必要赐下平安。
God will provide His peace.
在第九节那里，他告诉我们，他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近。
In verse 9, it says, Surely His salvation is near those who fear Him.
叫荣耀能够住在我们的地上。
That His glory may dwell in our land.
神原本就是要在他所施行拯救的百姓里头来彰显他的荣耀。
God will show His glory among those who He saves.
所以我们要继续来仰望神。
So we'll continue to look upon Him.
我们要继续依靠神。
To rely on Him.
我们确信主的救恩已经临近。
To trust that His salvation is near.
盼望在今后，我们能够用实际的行动来帮助这个重建。
So from now on, we hope we can have our action plan to participate in the rescue and help effort.
当然，我们不是只有关注在这个事件的发生。
But we'll not only pay attention to what's going on in this world.
我们要再次说，我们心中也要一个准备。
But also to prepare our heart.
我们知道这末世有苦难。
Because there is tribulation at the end time.
那主说，世上你们有苦难。
Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble."
但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
But take heart, I have overcome the world.
虽然是有苦难
，Yes, there will be trouble.
可是信靠主的人却是能够在主里得享安息。
But those who believe in Christ shall receive. Peace and rest.
愿神的医治安慰能够临到那些受灾者。
May God's healing and comfort come upon those victims.
有一个诗歌叫做《我心灵得安息》。
There's a hymn called "It Is Well with My Soul."
许多人喜欢这首诗歌。
Many people love the song.
因为这首诗歌得安慰。
And receive comfort because of this song.
刚刚我们在看这个片段的时候 ，slideshow 的时候，那个音乐就是这首诗歌。
The background music for our previous slideshow that we is actually this song.
而美的地方不是只有这个旋律的部分。
Beautiful, the beauty of this song is not in just in the music itself.
更是这个。诗歌背后那个作者，他的生平，他的经历。
The life experience of the author.
写这歌词的人，他原来是在芝加哥的一个这个律师。
The author of this song was an lawyer in Chicago.
他的工作非常的好。
It's a great practice.
那可是就是在有一次1873年，那时候他们计划去一个旅行。
They plan on a trip to.
但是在这个过程里头，刚好有一些事情耽误了。
They plan a trip, but his journey was delayed because of business.
所以这个作者就告诉，他就告诉他的妻子跟，带着四个女儿，他说照着原计划，你们去，你们先去，我等一下就来。
So this lawyer told his wife and their four daughters to go on the trip without him. He will catch up later.
在1873年的11月2号。
And November 2nd in 1873.
当这船，他太太搭这个船带着孩子出发。
Their vessel crossed the Atlantic Ocean.
那没想到在海上就跟另外一艘船相撞。
Collided with another vessel in the ocean.
12分钟之后，这条船完全的沉没。
Their vessel sunk within 12 minutes.
船上226个人全部226条生命都在这个船上。
226 lives on this ship.
那时候
were lost.
这个四个女儿全部都死了。
Four daughters all drowned.
她的太太叫安娜，刚好靠着一块浮板活下来。
His wife Anna was saved by a plank which floated beneath her.
当她被抢救的时候，抢救了清醒了之后，第一个反应就是受不了。
She was the lone survivor of that disaster when she first her first reaction when he came to consciousness was a complete despair.
那因为他的孩子在沉要船船要沉之时的时候，每一个孩子都紧紧的抓在他身上。
Because as they were sinking, all four daughters clung tightly onto her.
他最后一个印象就是他紧紧抱着的那个娃娃，这个出生的娃娃，被大海这海浪给冲掉，他没有办法抓住他。
The last thing that she could remember was that the waves took away the baby that she was clinging onto in her bosom.
可是就在那时候，她听到一个声音。
At that moment, she, in her despair, she heard a voice.
她说：“我保存你的性命有一个目的。”
The voice says, "I kept your life for a purpose."
也是因为这样，她继续往前走。
Because that, she received strength to move forward.
他的先生不久之后，他就搭船要去跟他太太相会。
The husband, later on, took another ship to be with her.
当那条船行到海上的某一个地方
，When that ship came to that location,
船长把他先生，告诉他先生，他说呢，根据他们这样。小心的这个推测。
The captain of that ship told this lawyer.
他说呢，他相信这个他们海难的，他孩子他们发生海难的地方就在他们现在经过的地方。
The captain told this lawyer that that was the spot for the previous disaster.
他说那个海往下三公里深。
The depth at that spot was about 3 miles deep.
当他先生听到这个事情的时候，他回到他的住的房间里头，拿出他的笔跟纸，写下了这个歌词。
So when the lawyer, at that moment, returned to his cabin, he wrote down the song.
他想到圣经在旧约里头一个故事。
It reminded him a story in the Old Testament.
是在旧约的列王记上，列王记下的四章二十六节。
Recorded in 2 Kings 4:26.
然后那个一个女子妇女，她失去她孩子死掉的时候
，recorded a response of the Shunammite woman to the sudden death of her child.
神的仆人看见她。
The Lord's servant saw her.
他问他说：“平安吗？”
And asked her, "Is there peace in her?"
他说：“平安。”
Was there peace in her? And she responded, "Yes, there was peace."
因为这样，他写下这首歌。
With the same response, he wrote down this song.
他是在反映那个真正信靠神的人。在里头，能够仍然有这样的一个不动摇的平安。
To reveal such a unshakable, unwavering peace inside a believer's heart.
没有错，我们每一个人都很难预料将来要发生什么的事情。
Yes, indeed, we cannot predict the future.
我们也没有办法，很难想象是不是能够像这个先生一样这么勇敢的面对这问题。
We may not be as brave as this lawyer to face his suffering.
但是我们相信，那与他同在的那位神也要与我们同在。
But we know that the God who is with him will be with us also.
不管我们遇到什么样的苦难，
no matter what kind of trouble we're in,
我们仍然相信，
we continue to trust,
在主耶稣基督里头，
in Christ,
我们的心灵能够有平安，
it is well with our soul,
我们心能够有平安，
it is well with our soul.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Thank you.